House Bills 1224 and 1229 together ban high-capacity magazines and call for background checks on all gun transfers in the state. Which may sound simple, but for some gun dealers and law enforcement officials, the bill's wording is proving difficult to understand, and its ability to even be enforced is being questioned.
This is a muzzle-loading gun. It is not considered an antique because it is a more modern. It was made in the 1950s, and so I would do a background check on this one, even though...
Tim Gonzalez is the owner and operator of Backcountry Goods Trading in Hotchkiss. He says he spends a lot of time keeping up to date with changing gun regulations.
Every day, in and out, we're figuring out what new rules do we have to abide by, or what old rules have we been breaking that we need to correct.
He says the new laws won't really affect him when it comes to background checks. He already performs them on every weapon he sells. The high-capacity ban, however, will take some of his products off the shelf, though he's not sure to what extent. In addition to banning magazines built to hold over 15 rounds, a section of HB 1224 makes it illegal to possess any device that can be readily converted to hold more than 15. Gonzalez says that language is a bit vague and leaves him confused about what exactly is now illegal to sell.
Almost every semi-automatic gun that has ever been made has been made so it can be disassembled, cleaned, maintained, so that it's a safer, more effective gun. But because it's been able to be disassembled, you can also add an extension to it. So that means that most semi-automatic guns may possibly be considered illegal after Monday.
Well, the international side of things overall account for probably 90%. Of our sales.
Michael Canays, owner of European Target Shooting Supplies, exports guns from his shop in Hotchkiss to countries like Norway, Finland, and the UK. He says the high-capacity ban could affect about 30% of his sales, most of which are aimed at sports shooters who tend to favor large magazines.
Technically, with these new laws, we can't even be sent magazines over 15 rounds or firearms that have that kind of a magazine in it. In terms of our international sales, that's going to encroach quite a bit there, because a lot of countries around the world, a lot of them do not have restrictions on capacity of the magazine.
Since most of his guns come directly from wholesalers and then get transferred overseas, he's hoping to get an exemption from the state.
So far, we haven't had a whole lot of cooperation on that respect. Guidance is not given.
Like Gonzalez, Canays says the state's left it up to him to figure out the law's nuances. Delta County Sheriff Fred McKee agrees.
A little bit disappointed because they are very confusing statutes with not a lot of guidance in how they should be enforced or even if they're really enforceable.
McKee is one of more than 50 Colorado sheriffs who filed a lawsuit against the state, claiming the new laws are a violation of Second Amendment rights. The suit remains in the motion stage, with a court hearing set for early July. In the meantime, enforcement isn't likely to proceed quickly.
Exactly how we're going to enforce them or if is still in the air. We haven't put out any guidelines for our deputies. So probably if we saw something that we were concerned about, we would get in contact with the district attorney and find out maybe how they wanted us to proceed.
Canays put it more frankly.
I don't think that local law enforcement around here even, in all honesty, care.
As dealers like Canays and Gonzalez begin the process of adapting to the new laws, one thing remains clear. Public opposition is hardly settled. Some 5,000 people attended a Farewell to Arms event in Glendale on Saturday, where firearms dealer Magpul gave away nearly 1,530 round magazines. Magpul has announced plans to leave the state, a move Gonzalez has considered as well.
Our family and our business has looked at possibly even moving to Texas, where the gun laws are more friendly, and we can actually run a successful business there.
For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubenik.